Welcome to episode 378 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. What a week. On the prior Sunday, Jesus had ridden into Jerusalem on a donkey to the shouts of an adoring crowd, waving palm branches and throwing palms in their coats in front of him. By Thursday night, the master was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Not long after, he was arrested, and for the next several hours was passed from the Jewish religious authorities to Pilate, to Herod, back to Pilate, subject to sham trials, beaten, spat upon, mocked before being condemned to die on a cross. At the ninth hour, he breathed his last breath and died. Before he gave up the ghost, Jesus himself had uttered words that many had not understood. It is finished. And now today, word had come that the stone in front of the tomb had been rolled away, and several people had seen Jesus alive. That he had died was unquestioned. Could it be that he had really resurrected? Two disciples, Cleopas and an unnamed companion, are traveling back to their home village of Emmaus, about a 7-mile journey from Jerusalem, to which they had come to celebrate the Passover. As they walk together, they discuss the unusual events of that week. As they are traveling along, a man joins them, the resurrected Jesus himself, although they do not recognize him. The man asks them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" The two disciples are surprised that the man has not heard of the recent events that have Jerusalem in turmoil. They proceed to tell the stranger of Jesus' crucifixion and the report of his empty tomb. Jesus responds, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." So as they walk, Jesus teaches what the Old Testament had predicted about himself. When they arrive in Emmaus that evening, the two disciples stop to eat, and they ask Jesus to join them. He does, and as he breaks the bread and blesses the meal, their eyes are opened, and they recognize him. Jesus then vanishes. Their response? Luke reports, "They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen.'" On the road to Emmaus, Jesus gave a lesson on the prophecies of the Old Testament, which were fulfilled in his death and resurrection. What a lesson that would have been. The author of the book explains his work, making connections from Scripture to the events they had recently experienced. The disciples' reaction to Jesus' lesson was one of deep conviction of the truth of what he was teaching. "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked?" they ask each other. Their physical eyes were blinded to the identity of Jesus, but their eyes of faith were being opened as Jesus opened the scriptures to them. Following this account, Jesus appears to his other disciples, removing all doubt that he was alive. Jesus had promised that he would show himself to those who love him, and this is exactly what he does on the road to Emmaus. The story of the disciples on the Emmaus road is important for many reasons. It provides an emphasis on the Old Testament prophecies related to Jesus, evidence regarding an additional appearance of Jesus, and a connection regarding the many eyewitnesses of the resurrected Jesus. Luke 24 is often seen as a model of the journey that Jesus makes with many of us today as he opens our eyes, points us to the Word, and reveals himself along life's walk as the resurrected Savior and Lord. Why do these disciples leave Jerusalem? As they themselves explained, they had hoped Jesus was the Messiah. In talking about Jesus as they walk along, they no longer call him Son of God or Messiah, but prophet. the Son of God would not have died. In the face of the scandal of the crucifixion, they had given up hope. Like the apostles who did not believe Mary and the other women to whom Jesus had appeared earlier that very day. You might argue that they are just going home, but in essence, they have decided to return to their old lives. They have lost hope. They have given up. Jesus coming into their midst, unrecognized, shows the mercy of God seeking the lost. Christ, the Good Shepherd, goes after these two lost sheep. He wants to bring them back to the church in Jerusalem, where they will indeed return later that night. But why did the disciples on the road to Emmaus not recognize Christ? This is an even more vexing question, given the belief that Cleopas may have been the younger brother of Joseph, in essence, Jesus' uncle. We are repeatedly told in the Gospels that we need the eyes to see and ears to hear. This phrase is speaking of the necessity of faith in order to recognize the truth. These two lacked the faith to see what was right in front of them. When they arrive at their home in Emmaus, it seems that Jesus will be continuing on until the disciples invite him to stay with them. Jesus does not force himself to sup with them. He wants to be invited. It is the same with us. After the disciples invite Jesus to stay and eat with them, their blindness is lifted upon the breaking of the bread. Their physical sight corresponds to their spiritual insight. This encounter on the road to Emmaus harkens back to the Garden of Eden, in which God walked with Adam and Eve. Their eyes were open to sin when they ate the forbidden fruit. Now God walks with another couple whose eyes are open to Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Jesus blesses them by breaking open scripture and breaking bread. These two disciples give us a physical representation of the whole of salvation history, walking away from God and sin and returning through Jesus Christ. As with these two disciples on the road to Emmaus, God is calling us from despair to celebration. He's calling us from doubt to faith. He's calling us from confusion to clarity. He's calling us from fear to hope. He's calling us from death to life. He's calling us from Friday to Sunday. He's calling us from wallowing in self-pity to looking for others to bless. He wants us to open our eyes so that we can see.
Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see your face. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see.
Where are you headed? Are you on the road to Emmaus or the road to Jerusalem? The road to Emmaus is marked by doubt, despair, and dread. The road to Jerusalem is marked by courage, conviction, and clarity. Emmaus is the way to surrender. Jerusalem is the way to triumph. In Jerusalem, there is suffering, but there is salvation. There is heartache, but ultimately there is healing. In Jerusalem, there is a community of believers. In Jerusalem, there is a future. In Emmaus, we find our old lives, our old fears, our old sins, our old patterns. Emmaus represents yesterday. Father, we thank you for the Jesus who comes to us on the road to Emmaus, the Jesus who reveals himself as our Savior and Lord. Open our eyes so that we may see him for who he is and that we may follow him into eternal life. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.